Fed scrap U.S. Border Patrol deployment the Mexico-Guatemala border. By Randy Clark on April 14, 2021. Border Patrol is deploying extra resources to South Texas to deal with the current influx of migrants and unaccompanied children. Approximately 300 agents are diverting from Interior and Canadian border stations. As a result, prior plans to send agents to the Mexico-Guatemala border were set aside. Although U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, has personnel stationed in Mexico to assist in intelligence gathering and cartel investigations, the Border Patrol will not augment them at this time. According to a source speaking on the condition of anonymity, the Biden administration hopes to focus efforts far from the U.S. border with escalated actions from Mexico and Central America. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announced Monday that Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras are focusing efforts to disperse caravans through troop deployments. Guatemala will deploy 1,500 police and military personnel to its southern border as part of the operation announced by the White House. Honduras added 7,000 police and military to its border to disperse a large contingent of migrants. Guatemala will also set 12 checkpoints along the migratory route through that country. The law enforcement source says the number of apprehensions along the southern U.S. border with Mexico have started to stabilize, potentially as a result of these efforts. According to the source, planning efforts are changing at a rapid pace. With the announcement of nominations for key homeland security positions to lead ICE and CBP, that trend is expected to continue. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.